We have Elin Jewell now and her band set up in the WNR studio. Good morning, Elin.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm glad to have you back in the WNRN studios. Been, I don't know, a year and a half or so, I think?
Yeah, too long.
Too long. You've played the Gravity Lounge about a month after you visited the WNRN studios. We kind of caught you on a tour through Charlottesville. And when you did play the Gravity Lounge, you played a lot of songs from this new album that we just played a tune from, Letters from Sinners and Strangers. But that's been about a year, so we got a little catching up to do here. How have things been for you? What have you been doing?
We've been traveling a lot. We've gone to Europe a few times, in England. I forget how many times. Four or five times. And I think twice with the full band. And we've been just traveling all over and, of course, playing music everywhere. And we opened up last September. We opened up for Loretta Lynn in Massachusetts. And this summer we got to meet one of my favorites, Lucinda Williams. We did some shows with her and festivals, actually. And yeah, it's been good. It's been busy, but really good. And we've been kind of working some new songs into our live sets and getting ready for a new record next week. We're going to start recording.
Wow. And just for those of you who can't see, and maybe you will be able to see after we post up some video on the website, but you've got Loretta's signature and Lucinda Williams' signature on your guitar. So that's pretty cool.
My collection's complete now.
Is it? Those are the only two you need?
Yeah. I'm all set.
Okay, excellent. Well, we're all set for you guys to play live. How about if you give us a song this morning?
Okay, let's start with a song from our latest record, Heartache Boulevard.
Elin Jewell on WNRN. She'll be live tonight at the Gravity Lounge.
One, two, three.
The echo of his footsteps in the street, the drip drop of tears on my cheek, were the only sounds on that sad dark night when my loving baby said goodbye. We used to stay home every night, we lived a quiet happy life, but now if you're looking to find me, ain't so hard, 'cause I moved down to Heartache on Heartache Boulevard. Oh,
WNRN with Elin Jewell in the WNRN studio. She's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. We've got some tickets to that show. Is this one of your first shows with Miss Tess, or have you been traveling a lot with her? Or is this just kind of something that came together from the venue?
We've done a few shows with Miss Tess. She's they're all friends of ours from up in Boston. And this will be our first out-of-state show with her, though, I think. And we're really looking forward to it. It's been a while since we've seen them, and they're great. They're a really enjoyable band.
Well, they sound pretty fun from what I've heard.
Yeah.
So let's recap part of our conversation from last time. You are originally from the West.
Yeah, I'm from Idaho originally, and I've been living in Boston for about 5 years now, and that's where I met these guys here, my band.
And then you started playing out and kind of found each other, and then you put out Boundary County initially on your own, and then Signature Sound picked it up,
mm-hmm.
and then you've put out this most recent album. This has been a transition, really, because last time you were here, you were still kind of, you know, kind of, guess, getting your feet wet in the world of touring and all that stuff, and so
yeah.
have you adjusted well to life of a full-time musician, or are you still
About as well as you can adjust to that crazy lifestyle. But we've clocked in a lot of hours in the van and in various hotel rooms, but we haven't killed each other yet, and that's a good sign. I think if we were going to, we would have by now, and I think we're adjusting. I enjoy traveling a lot, and I enjoy playing music and meeting new people everywhere we go. So it's pretty easy to adjust to in that respect. And then, you know, everything else, like being cramped in a small space with three guys is something that just, you know, it's the price that you pay, and I think it's worth it.
One thing you talked about last time was your writing, in a sense, and this country style that you have, you know, attracted your band to you, and it's, I guess, you to your band as well. But I imagine that initially when you were doing writing, it was, you know, you and your guitar in, you know, your room or at home or wherever, and now you're on the road. Has your songwriting adjusted to your lifestyle as well, or do you need to just be home to write?
That's a good question. I haven't quite adjusted to that in the songwriting department yet. I'm still kind of trying to figure out how to be on the road and write at the same time. And my writing is definitely, over the past year, has definitely slowed down because of just having to deal with logistics and everything, and always being surrounded by people, which is a great thing, but it's hard to write, you know, when I tend to need to be alone to write, so that's been kind of a challenge.
Elin Jewell is my guest this morning. She's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. We've been a fan of hers for these last couple albums, and we'll be looking forward to the new one when you get to recording it, starting, as you said, next week.
Yeah.
Another song for us?
Sure. Would you guys like to do Boundary County? This is the title track from our first record. Say hello to Boundary County, if you make it up that way. I don't get around as much as I did in my younger days. I was raised in that country, so pure and so fair. But I took too hard to the whiskey, wandered away from there. Wander away from there. Well, I miss the barbed wire and the sage on that wild northern range. The giant staring sky, like a bright tragic blue eye. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why. Say hello to Boundary County,
prettier than dreams. And if you've been someplace so far away, then you've really seen some things. Well, those miles and miles of steel rail are a one-way track. No matter how hard I try, I never make it back. I never make it back. Well, I miss those violet hills and the sweet smell of the fields. Reach their arms out so wide, like heaven's only bride. Why I left, I can't say why. I can't say why.
WNRN, Elin Jewell, playing in the WNRN studios this morning. She'll be playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville, and we've got some tickets to that show. If you've been trying to find that time alone to write the songs, obviously you've got enough songs prepared to go in and record another album. So are these all your song, or are you going to be doing some covers? What's the makeup of this new album as you see it at this point? Of course, I know that through the process it's going to change, but as you visualize it at this moment.
Well, the plan is to have mostly originals and a couple covers, like maybe three covers.
And who are you covering?
You know, I think our approach to this album is to, we're going to just throw it all out there on the canvas and see what sticks. And we have a few possibilities, like we'd like to do a Loretta Lynn song, maybe Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, and who else? Oh, the Van Morrison's early band called Them. We might do a Them song. And we have a few other possibilities. I'd like to do a Fats Domino song, but we'll see which ones work out best, and just have those be on the record and kind of weed out the ones that maybe we weren't quite into doing that day.
Are you going to be producing this yourself, or are you going to have somebody else produce it?
We're going to produce it ourselves, yeah. Like, just pretty much the way we've done the first and second records, too. It seems to work out for us.
Well, works out for me, too.
In the kitchen. Yeah, good.
Well, we've got Elin Jewell here in the WNRN studio. So we talked a little bit about Loretta Lynn and Lucinda Williams being favorites. Do you have some other folks who inspire you as well, or at least you look up to in terms of singing and songwriting?
Oh, yeah. Bob Dylan, and of course. And I really like, Loretta Lynn, and Billie Holiday is a big one, and Hank Williams Sr. Who else? I like, there's an artist in Australia called C.W. Stone King, whose music I've really been enjoying. And
how did you come across that music?
That's a good question. It was when Jason here, the drummer, when he had a radio show, is that right? And someone from CW Stone King's label in Switzerland sent it to you. And it was, and he loved it, and we've been listening to it ever since. It was like maybe a year or so ago.
Well, great. Well, thanks for coming in WRN Studios. How about you give us one more this morning?
Okay, let's do Where They Never Say Your Name. This one's also from the latest record.
WNRN. Elin Jewell playing live in the WNRN studios. Boy, Elin, this is the reason that I get up every morning, so I can have a moment to have folks like you in the WNRN studios. That was just fabulous.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having us,
Elin. Well, always a pleasure, and can't wait to have you come back to town again so we can do this again. So, Elin, we've got the song called If You Could Catch Me Stealing. You have any background on this song you want to share?
It's a few different Bessie Smith songs that are, I rolled it up into one. I rolled them all up into one, like a Bessie Smith taco.
There you go.
And I've been singing this song for a few years now, and I didn't really do that intentionally. I just I thought I was singing one song called If You Catch Me Stealing, and then a few years later realized there was no song called that, and that I had actually inadvertently taken different verses from different songs of hers and forgotten about that over the years. But then I figured might as well make it a song called that. And so that's what we put on the record. We play it live too, every show.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to give away those tickets right now and play some more Elin Jewell on WNRN.